Baseball. My parents bought me a left-hand glove because I am left-handed. They did their best. They had to parse the mystery of foreign gestures, the coach touching his peaked cap, tapping his chest, the crouched catcher signaling between his legs. They asked what kind of sport was played on a diamond. Was the soil hard? Would I be rich? And home plate, was it made of China? Why is the shortstop not short? What is a bullpen? Some days I answered patiently. Another glove was out of the question. I knew not to ask. Savings gone, less meat for a week, because of a leather extravagance. Cricket players don't wear gloves, was quickly shushed by my mother. I learned to throw with my right hand, weeks of quiet practice, pitched tennis balls careen off the garage wall, never accurate, but I did get strong. Peering from left field, I hoped for pop flies, but other things distracted me, like the way they sat erect in the stands, reading their foreign paper. My teammates would squint at the outfield, following the line drive to my outstretched glove. Their cheers prompted my parents' mistimed applause as I hurled the ball in an errant direction. I gripped the bat and swatted like mad at the incoming pitch, but half of swing is attitude. I tried to earn my way with a solid hit. Then, stranded on base, I waited for the coach's signal, though stealing home is always tougher than it looks. Baseball is not a game of effort, so much as belonging. Each fielder standing alone, occupying territory, or planted over home plate, guarding inheritance.